The House of Representatives last night passed a bill to ban human cloning. By a margin of 100 votes, members approved a bill making it a federal crime to use cloning to make a baby. The bill would also outlaw the use of cloning techniques for research. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
Over nearly 5 hours of debate, no member defended the proposition that cloning intended to lead to the birth of a baby should be allowed. Florida Democrat Peter Deutsch was among them.
It's not about human cloning. We're all against human cloning.
But they did disagree strongly about whether that ban should extend to research that uses cloning techniques to try to make human embryos. Embryos that scientists say might then be used to grow not entire humans, but cells, organs, or tissues that could be used to treat or cure dozens of dread diseases. House Majority Whip Tom DeLay was among those who said the ban should cover all forms of cloning.
This technique would reduce some human beings to the level of an industrial commodity. Cloning treats human embryos, the basic elements of life itself, as a simple raw material. This exploitive, unholy technique is no better than medical strip mining.
Backers of the ban also said that allowing cloning to produce embryos, but not to try to make a baby, would be impractical. Texas Republican Lamar Smith.
Implantation of cloned embryos, a relatively easy procedure, would inevitably take place. Once cloned embryos are produced and available in laboratories, it is impossible to control what is done with them. So a partial ban is simply unenforceable.
Bill sponsor Dave Weldon, a Florida Republican, insisted that the cloning ban would not interfere with promising stem cell research that uses embryos left over from attempts at in vitro fertilization.
This is not a debate about embryonic stem cell research. It's about whether or not we're going to carry this whole issue one step further, no longer using the excess embryos in the clinics, but now creating embryos for research purposes.
But opponents said the bill, if it becomes law, would indeed thwart the promise of that research. California Democrat Anna Eshoo was one of several who pointed out that the only way to use stem cells for treatment without fear of rejection is to figure out how to manipulate an individual's own cells.
Without therapeutic cloning, there's no way to move stem cell therapies from the lab to the doctor's office. And stem cell research, as most Americans know, is not about destroying lives, but about saving them.
The House, however, rejected a substitute measure offered by Pennsylvania Republican Jim Greenwood that would allow embryo cloning to continue. Greenwood pulled no punches in criticizing those who disagreed with him.
And I'm not prepared as a politician to stand on the floor of the House and say, I've got a philosophical reason, probably stemmed in my religion, that makes me say, you can't go there, science, because it violates my religious belief. I think it violates the Constitution to take that position.
Although President Bush has endorsed the bill, it faces an uncertain future in the Senate. 3 years ago, after a Chicago scientist vowed to try to clone a human, the then-Republican-led Senate tried to rush a bill banning cloning through that chamber. But it foundered when members could not find a compromise on the research question. Whether the Senate will have more stomach for the debate this year remains to be seen. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.